Welcome to season 6 of Travel Stories Podcast. Welcome. How do I start this again? Man, I need to do this more often. I really do. I can't remember how I start it. Welcome to season 6 of Travel Stories. Oh yeah. Where we're no longer following me. I'm not going to say this bit anymore, but I will now. Where we're no longer following me around every country in mainland Europe on a motorcycle because I already did it. Her name's Gloria. She's beautiful. She is. She's in the rain at the moment and it's hurting me physically. I hate it. Gotta get her in a garage, you know, nice and warm, you know, on a little battery tender. Oh, anyway, if you are in, think of places. If you're in New Jersey and you are on a bus, I think I've done this one before because I distinctly remember being on a bus in New Jersey and I think it sticks in my head. Let's do three today. If you're on a bus in New Jersey, right? If you're in Iran, hanging out, traveling through, and you're realizing how nice the people are there. That's all I keep hearing about Iran, man. Nice people. I'll do a third. If you are also in... Oh, why did I say I'd do a third? If you're in Madrid, Spain, if you didn't know where Madrid was, and you are, and you're walking through the street, is that a phrase? Yeah, and you're realizing that Madrid is pretty, like, what's the word, like, where you got those certain places that are, whatever this word is. So like if you're near New York area, Williamsburg is this, you know? And if you're on the West Coast, then Portland is this. And Melbourne is that for Australia. It's that. What is that word? I guess hipster, but that's kind of derogatory. Anyway, you're realizing it's kind of that, whatever that is. Then I would invite you to join me, Jesus Christ. Then I would invite you to join me. I am in the same place. I am in Shropshire, getting ready to go, actually. Well, kind of getting ready to go, getting tying up loose ends and what have you, and seeing people and stuff like that, getting ready for Christmas, and then I leave after the new year. You can hear the cars outside. Yeah, leaving in the new year, spending Christmas here with the family, etc. And then right after New Year, I'm going to go live in Brazil. But before that, I have to go to Vegas. And then from Vegas, I have to go to New York. From New York, I have to go to Columbus, Ohio. And then from Columbus, then I finally get to go to Brazil, to Rio, right? Yeah, I'm loving it. Oh, the other day, right? By the way, if you're new to these episodes, in season 6, it's been, like I said, following me around mainland Europe, done all that, 42 countries, done all that. And so it's basically a lot of me talking about stuff. Some of it is to do with travel. So there you go. Season 7, though, I'm in the middle of a story. Season 7 will be with you guys. We'll be with the listeners. I've already done a bunch of interviews for that. And yeah, a few more to go, actually. So we've got, let's see. Say we do 24 episodes for season 7, right? Which sounds about right, you know? That's like, what, 6 months? And so say we do that. We've got some spaces left. So... if you want to be on season 7, which you should, it's going to be cool. It's basically just a chat, you know. If you want to be on season 7 and talk about travel, then get in touch in the description for this. Then, you can get in touch on Instagram at BackpackDigital. Just let me know and I'll send you a link. Or in the description of this will be a link where you can book a call with me and we'll do it. It'd be cool. Right. What was my story I originally started? What was it? I'll go back to that. But yeah, in season... all over the place. In season 7, it's going to be all travel. And this stuff that you're hearing now, this type of episode where it's just me chatting, that is going to be a new thing that I have decided from a lot of you guys saying that it should be so. I've decided that it will be called The Hayden Lee Show. That's right. I'm going full narcissist on this one. The Hayden Lee Show. I'm hoping that I can kind of pull it off as being ironic, you know. But that's what it's going to be. It is actually going to be a new what's it called? Like a new feed. So how podcasts work is that they have a feed and you're now listening to the feed. And so it'll be a new one that you, if you want to, will have to subscribe to. And so when it's all ready, when it's out, and that's when season 7 will drop in the new year, I'll let you know where it is. Well, it'll just be the Hayden Lee Show, but I'll send you some links and stuff like that. And you can check it out. It's going to be like this, but maybe not so much travel related. I mean, that will be a part of it because it's a part of my life, but yeah, it'll just be, it's kind of just chatting about stuff because I like to chat about, well, I like to chat about stuff, but I like to chat about stuff. Man, stop repeating yourself. I'm going to do it again. I like to chat about stuff that's not necessarily travel based. I think a lot of thoughts and it's weird. I think a lot of thoughts, but I put them together in my brain by vocalizing them. You know, it's like if I kind of have a half idea, then I'll talk it through with someone. I say talk it through, I mean talk at someone. I'll talk it through with someone and then that's where they will crystallize, right? So that's basically what the new show is going to be. It's going to be fun. It's going to be really fun. And having a new feed means that I get to choose some new music and have a different vibe, get some artwork on the front. Oh, man, it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. Anyway, the original thing I was saying, the other day, this is a point in the story. Why did I even start the story? The other day, I was hanging out at a place and there's a Brazilian guy there and we were chatting in Portuguese. And he said, I took this as such a compliment, man. He said that when I speak Portuguese, I don't have a gringo accent. Like I have a Brazilian accent when I speak in Portuguese. It's like authentic. And I was well pleased with that, man. Well pleased, because that's one of the hardest things. Yeah, you can learn all the words and you can learn, oh, you know, this means this, etc. But to me, it's not the same if you're, I don't know, it's, what is that? It's like, it's kind of like you're finishing it off, like you're rounding it off, you know? It's more perfect than it, you know, is in a lot of cases. And I like that. I don't even know why I started that. Not even a story, but it made me happy. Anyway, so this episode, right, I wanted to talk about a lot of stuff. Like I was saying, it kind of all comes together as I talk. This is why I turn the microphone on and then see what happens, man. And hopefully it's keeping you guys company while you're, like I say, on a bus in Madrid or you're walking down the road or going on your run or whatever you're doing. I like that you listen to this, man. It's kind of, I don't know, it's just someone talking to you. That's what it is. I hope it's healthy. Is that healthy? Like having to consistently be entertained? No, I think it is. Hopefully it gives you some interesting like ideas for you, not for yourself, but to think about. And hopefully that sparks other ideas and stuff like that, you know? What was my original point? Yeah. So today I wanted to talk about kind of, I've been listening to a lot of Jordan Peterson and reading a lot of Jordan Peterson. So Order and Chaos have been kind of in my head a lot, as well as maturing and wants out of life and a load of things like this, right? So coming up with the title for this episode is going to be quite difficult, but so, how to start this? Okay, if we think of order and chaos, right? Order is order. Order is being in your living room with the fire going. That's order, right? Chaos could be on a bus in Madrid where you don't know where you're going and you don't know, obviously, who's driving the bus. Anything could happen at any point. Order and chaos. Now, we would, in a lot of cases, in most cases, chaos is a bad thing, this is true. From chaos, that is where things like creativity emerge. That's where things like the things that spike our dopamine, that's where they emerge. You don't get a big dopamine spike from sitting in your living room with the fire on, right? But you do, or you may, from entering this chaos. Going to travel is entering chaos. Anything that's taking us out of our comfortable surroundings where our body wants to stay because it just wants to keep alive, anything that takes us out of that is stepping into chaos. And I think that stepping into that chaos is entirely necessary for life. I think a balance between the two, this is what life consistently comes down to, a balance between two different things? The answer is most of the time in the middle. Who's correct politically? Is it the left? Is it the right? The answer is probably in the middle. You know, this is why I find it incredibly difficult to vote, you know? Not, well, notwithstanding the kind of, hey, choose this terrible person or this terrible person. Like, which one do I choose, you know? I once had an analogy. No, I won't go into my analogy, but yeah, safe to say it was the analogy of a 17-year-old punk rocker. But anyway, so what was my point? So the balance in life is often what is to be achieved, and balance can only be achieved by stepping into order and stepping into chaos. Now, stepping into order, very easily done. It's what our body naturally wants to do. It's what our brain naturally wants to do. Stay in the living room, put the fire on, you know, and stepping into chaos is a little more difficult. Stepping into chaos is ordering a flight, buying a flight, purchasing a flight, what's the correct verb there, is getting a flight, there you go, that's stepping into chaos. It is, what's the word, booking, there you go, it's booking the flight. That is the first step into chaos, and it shows a lot about a person that they can, that they do, and that they want to step into chaos. Maybe it shows that they're not satisfied with order, which I think is a natural thing. Like, who is satisfied with, I mean, yeah, being in your living room with the fire on, fantastic, love that, put a bit of Lord of the Rings on, get a bit of a duvet going, get some red wine, what you got yourself there is a perfect Sunday, right? But you can only, there's a reason why there's only one Sunday in the week. You need more than that. You need more than, it's a weird thing to say, you need more than order. You need that little bit of chaos in order to have an interesting life. And surely we all want an interesting life. But, oh man. See, this is me putting it all into perspective in my head, you see. So that's what I think of chaos. I think chaos can be a good thing. It can obviously be a terrible thing. But then from the chaos, that's where lessons are learned. When lessons are learned, you can bring that into your new order, right? You're following. I don't think I am. So that's chaos, right? And this had me thinking of, well, it wasn't so much this, but I've been having feelings recently. Feelings, right? And so for the past however long, I don't know how old I am, 29. And so for the past however long, it's been all about, I guess life has been all about stepping into that chaos. It's been a search for that dopamine. It's been a search for that freedom, right? And freedom it's weird because for me, for many, many years, freedom has been the goal. Freedom has been the goal. Now, why has freedom been the goal? That's a good question. That is a good question. Maybe it's because I've been raised in this kind of English working class environment, and I see the negatives that come with having that much order. I see the negatives that come with living that life. I'm sure you all know exactly what I mean. The people that are however old they are, they still live in the same town, they've never left, and it seems very every day is like Sunday, to quote Morrissey. Man, I love quoting Morrissey. so I can see I have seen the negatives of that. And I guess dwelled on them, as we all do, as travelers, we can all dwell on that in other people and maybe in ourselves. And we can go, that is not what I want. I often say that when I hit 90, I'm very optimistic. When I hit 90, I don't want to have that regret. That regret in my head could come from too much order, not enough chaos, not enough difference, not enough change, not enough stepping into that chaos, and too many Sundays, right? So that's kind of what I've been chasing. Freedom is what I've been chasing. People ask me what's the meaning of life to me in one word, and I would say freedom. And I think maybe that's misguided. I think it's good to be able to question your own beliefs, and I think maybe that's misguided. So I've been thinking things recently. Freedom is fantastic. I'm not going against that. Freedom, however, is the dissolution of order. You know, it's the non-attainment of responsibility. Freedom is only accessible, some most say, through discipline. And discipline is the manifestation of order, right? So how can you use order and then cultivate discipline in order to get freedom, which essentially is chaos? Oh man, this is fun. So that's my initial thoughts on freedom, right? And so then I've been thinking, is that still what I want? I mean, I'm 29 and my body's going through changes, right? Well, it's more my mind. My body's just getting a little bit fatter. That's why I'm going to Brazil, man. Because I'm thinking, before I turn 30, I want to be, my plan is, and you could probably get some metaphor from this, but my plan is to, as I'm entering my 30th year, to be in shape, like really in shape, so that I can then, maintain it, right? Rather than letting it get a hold of me, letting it get away with me, and then I'm 45 and I go, oh dear. And then I've got a big task on my hands, you know? So I'm going to enter 30 in shape and kind of maintain from then on. It kind of seems like, tell you what it is, it's looking after myself. And this is another Jordan Peterson thing, actually. It's, man, I'm going to have to try and remember all these tangents, right? But it's looking after yourself, because it's beneficial to think of yourself like a community of people. You today is different from you yesterday, different from you 10 years ago, and different from you 10 years from now, right? But they're all, in a sense, a community of people. And this is bad for me to think about because I can easily go insane with this. But it's like a community of people. And you would look after you. It's weird. You look after your friends potentially better than you look after yourself. It's that thing of, what is it? If people get given a prescription, right, then what is it? 30% of those people won't even fill the prescription, won't even go and get the pills, right? But they need the pills, right? And this is putting aside the whole, is Western medicine a bad thing? Is the pill thing, you know? And, you know, you should get to the underlying issue. Putting that aside, right? Say you really need the pills, right? So 30% of the people won't even get them, right? And then of the remaining 70%, 30% of those will get them, but won't even take them, right? However, contrast that with if your dog needs some pills, or do dogs take pills? Yeah, I guess they do. If your dog needs something or your cat needs something, you know you're getting those pills and you know they're taking those pills. You're looking after them, right? And then it gets even crazy when you think that you taking your pills, that is essential for the dog too. The dog needs you to be well and alive in order to, it would want that. You know? So we look after other people arguably better than we do ourselves. This is, we often put ourselves last with things and things like this, right? What was my point? Bring it round. You can do this. what was it? Oh man, where was I? Oh no, I've lost it. I've lost the thread. Okay, to pick up the thread. Where was I? Look after yourself. Community of people, that was it. I'm going backwards. Community of people, we're a community of people. What was I just talking about? Oh no. Okay, I've got this. We're a community of, man, too many tangents. I thought I could hold them all. I thought I could juggle them all, but I couldn't. Okay. I might have to, oh no. Okay, I'm going to pause this and try and think about where I was, because I was in the middle of something. Right, bear with me. I'm going to pause this. Okay, I've got it. I'm back with you. So I was talking about, oh, I've forgotten again. No, I got it. I was talking about, I'm 29, going into 30, going into my 30th year, and my brain's going through changes. And then the way I got into that was, I was saying I'm going to Brazil and looking after myself, and then community of people. There we go. I'm there, right? Yeah. So 29, and I'm going through changes. I'm not going to sing Bowie again. I did that last time, I think. And it's in my brain, right? And I think it's a natural thing. I think it's just what happens. I think it's like the biological clock for women. I think it's like with men, I'm pretty sure, well, I'm experiencing a very similar thing. And I think that a couple of episodes back where I went to see my old missus. And, well, we all know what happened there. If you're not up to speed on that, basically after, we broke up for like 4 years or so. I think we were together for 4 years too. Or 3 years we were broke up. And throughout all of that time, I was always like, was that the right thing to do? Should I have broken up with her? And I was thinking about her every day, and it was an unclosed loop, and I couldn't be, what's the word? I couldn't be open to new relationship possibilities because that loop was still open. I had to go check it out. And so I went to go see her and, well, closed the loop, shall we say. It was like, hey, you know, I've been thinking about you an awful lot. Have you been thinking of me? No, I haven't. Okay, cool. All right, bye. So that closed the loop, right? And so because that loop's closed, it opened up so many other opportunities in my head. And so I think that might have been a catalyst to it as well. But now, I'm kind of, it's like, it's a bit of a change. And well, listening to and reading a lot of Jordan Peterson has been kind of morphing this as well. It's the idea that the meaning of life isn't so much freedom or kind of enjoying life, even though I'm 100% not closed off to that, because that may be what I'm about to say. That may be what it kind of entails. But the meaning of life, according to Jordan Peterson, is responsibility. And I heard that a while ago and I didn't really understand. But now I'm kind of having these feelings. I understand a bit more. It's because if you imagine a life without responsibility, which is what I was always chasing, which is surely that's what the freedom that I was chasing entails. There's no responsibility. You can, it's the freedom from and the freedom for, right? So it's the freedom, or the freedom to, rather, the freedom freedom from things like having to go to work on Monday. That's lovely, right? The freedom to get on a flight and go somewhere else, right? The freedom to spend my Tuesday however I wish, right? All good things. However, if you take that, it's often good to think about things. It's often easier to think about things if you take them to the extremes, right? What would this look like if it was the extreme? Would it still be a good thing? Or is it still at its essence a good thing, right? So if you take the freedom to its complete extreme, it doesn't look too much like a good life. And it does at the start, but then after, say, a few years of that, you start to want more. Maybe that's what's happening, but after a few years, you start to want more. You start to, in a sense, crave that responsibility, right? And this is why I think it's good when people travel, right? And they don't just travel, they don't just go there and go and, you know, find out what's there and meet some people and go have a good time, have a bit of a party, and then go back home. That's cool. That's absolutely fine. And that 100% has its place. I've been doing that for years. That 100% has its place. But I think it's great when people go out, they travel, and they want to tell people about it, not for any narcissistic reason, but in order to almost enlighten them is a large word, but in order to kind of help people in a sense. And that goes as well, obviously, for the people that go out to third world countries and help, like literally help. That's more of a responsibility that you're giving yourself, admittedly. That's more of a responsibility than pure freedom. Right. And that's why I like that. I like that a lot. So this responsibility thing, this has been coming up for me. This is such a therapy session, man, isn't it? So, all right. I was talking the other day, and if you were to describe, so put yourself in the future, however many years, depending on however old you are, you put yourself in the future, right? Say you're, I don't know, 45. Let's say 45. If you're older than 45, then put yourself again, more in the future, right? And so, yeah, put yourself there. What is your perfect, not so much day, but moment? If you could, I like moments, right? Moments tell a lot about, they're kind of like, I know there's an analogy somewhere, but moments say a lot about what creates the moments. You know, you get a lot of intel from a situation, right? And so the moments tell you a lot about them. I wish I had an analogy for that because it's hard to put into words, right? But what is your perfect moment? If you could describe one moment that could happen when you're 45, let's say, right? So I was thinking that for me, and it came to my head, right? This for me is the perfect moment. And this wouldn't have been the perfect moment in the past. Maybe in the past it would have been, I don't know, let's see. What would it have been? Maybe in the past it would have been in rural Japan, kind of waking up with a little cup of tea and just being by myself and having that kind of scenery. That does sound perfect, doesn't it? But now it's kind of, I don't know, it's morphing a little bit, because what I said was, I was talking to my friend Charlie, I think I reference her every episode, and I think she might have put it into words way better than I could, but it was being in a garage. All I want from life is a garage, man, full of tools, right? Being in my garage, full of tools, surrounded by all my tools, right? Because tools, man, come on, how good are tools, right? Being surrounded by all my tools, right? And I've got my kid there, little Jimmy, right? No, Jimmy's my nephew, isn't he? For my old stories. He's not going to be called Jimmy anyway. I was thinking about the name Lafayette. How cool is the name Lafayette, right? Awesome. Anyway, so I'm with my kid, right? And we're doing some work on a little project. We're like restoring, I don't know, some old tools, because I've been watching a lot of restoration videos, just like getting old kind of rusty axes or something, and then watching people restore them to their former glory, man. Oh, it's so good. Anyway, so restoring something, maybe a car, something like that. Hand me the spanner, little Johnny. What was his name again? And and just fixing all that, right? And then we're doing all that. And then the wife, right? Don't even know whether I believe in marriage or not, but the wife / missus / whatever comes in. And maybe this is a little old school of me. It's kind of the way I was raised, and I don't think there's anything wrong with it. But the wife comes in / missus / whatever, and she's got a tray of sandwiches. I don't know why we need a tray. There's only two of us and he's only about eight, right? But she comes in with a tray of sandwiches and goes, "Ah, how are you boys doing? Oh, working hard, you know, here's a tray of sandwiches," and we're all there. You know what I mean? And like, you know, the music from the hit TV show, The Wonder Years, is playing, that type of thing. That, for me, I don't know why, but that is what I'm looking at, man, as a perfect moment. How perfect is that moment? Is it just me? Does that sound amazing? So, it's weird. That's what my mind's going to now. Maybe it's an age thing. Maybe I'm at that age. But that's where I'm going, man. So yeah, maybe it's a maturation. Is that a word? Maturation. I feel like it is. Maturing would be what I want to say. Anyway, maybe it's a maturing thing. Maturation. I'm going to go with that. I'm sure there's an easy word that I'm just forgetting. Maybe it's a maturation. I'm going to look this up, man. There we go. All done. Maturation. Totally is a word. Nailed it. Maybe it's a maturation thing, right? Maybe it is. But that doesn't mean that things like travel and chaos can't exist. Because if I were to spend every day out there in the garage fixing the car, it takes 3 years to renovate this old whatever I'm renovating, you know, an old F40 or something, I wish. But all my car guys know what I'm saying, am I right? Yeah, maybe it took 3 years to do that. In the third year, that moment is not going to be the same. You can't live solely in order or chaos. I don't think, anyway, you can't live solely in that. So I will need the injection of chaos into that order in order to live what I would, I suppose, deem a fulfilling life. And I think that is where travel comes in. That is where travel can be the reined in chaos, the chaos that we can utilize, the chaos that we know, and the chaos that we can use. That's what I think travel is. So if you are older, if you're already 45 and you have a garage and it's full of tools and you're helping your kid, you know, renovate an old F40, if you're renovating an F40, then you can, yeah. Then your travel is going to be amazing. And F40, by the way, Ferrari F40. It's, look it up, man. It's amazing. What am I saying? Yeah. If you've already got that and you have that order, or if you're living in a place and you're right now in the living room, the fire's on, and you're thinking, hey, I should watch Lord of the Rings later. I've got my duvet, I've got my red wine. Then you have the order. And maybe when you have the order, you crave the chaos. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe I have the chaos and I'm craving the order, because you need that balance of the two things, right? So yeah, if you have that order, then I can see why you would crave that chaos, right? And like I said, I think travel is the perfect one, because not only does it fulfill that need, fulfill that dopamine giving need of that, chaos is a strange word for it, but not only does it fill that need, but it gives you so many other things. As we know, you guys are all travelers, man. You know how this is. It gives you so much more. It gives you all these changes in your mindset, and changes in mindset are always a very good thing. What I'm explaining through this entire thing is a drastic change of mindset that's come about in me, potentially due to age, potentially due to not being able to talk, potentially due to circumstance and the way I've lived my life thus far, right? Change of mindset is a great thing. And that is one of the biggest things, as we know, that travel gives you, right? And being open, I think being a person that wants to travel immediately makes you open, makes you the type of person that is open to a change of mindset. Because, why is that? I suppose because in order to step into that chaos, you need to step out of the order. And stepping out of the order is stepping out of the status quo, right? Like, it's not the status quo to go travel. Right. And so if we're willing to step out of the status quo, it's likely also be willing to change our mindset on things, because our mindset has obviously been changed. We haven't been raised with this travel in us. Right. So I think that's a good thing. I think that's a good thing. Man, I've been talking a lot. It's crazy, but fun. These are just all my ideas that I've been having. And it's, yeah, I don't know. I'm kind of wrestling with it at the moment. I feel like it's weird. I kind of feel like when I go to Brazil, I have this feeling like I'm going to meet someone. But maybe that's just my mind going, hey, when you get out there, make sure you meet someone. I don't want to force it. That's the worst thing to do. But right now, as soon as I hang out with some girl or whatever, a girl, right? Not dogs. As soon as I hang out with a girl, my mind is kind of immediately going, hey, you know, Hayden Lee. I'm like, yep. And it goes, what would it be like, right? If the two of you were 40 years old, right? What would your life be like? Like, I'm immediately imagining, you know, what if she was my wife, right? That's just what's happening. That is just what's happening. And it's weird. I can't help it right now. It's just, it's strange, man. The mind is a powerful thing, right? So, yeah, all this to say, it's kind of one of those things of when you're 15, you know everything. When you're 18, you realize you knew nothing, and now you know everything. This continues to happen. And now that I'm just about to turn 30, I really feel like when I was 25, I knew nothing. And now that I'm 29, I now know everything. But I think when you hit 25, a weird thing happens when you realize this and you go, oh, okay, no, I will never know everything ever again. Like, I will always be in this state of, I know nothing, Jon Snow. You know, you'll always be in this state, right? And and I think that's something that is good to know about yourself. And this is the same when it comes to travel. This is the same when it comes to any of your opinions, you know? It's like, I don't know, man. It's like having these strong opinions on, say, for example, people that don't travel. I've had strong opinions on that in the past, like, and they've changed. They've always had it the same vein, but they've changed, right? It's been like, you know, what are these people doing with their lives? At its strongest, it's been that, you know, they don't know what they're missing. And it's not a contempt, but it's really thinking about this, about them in this light. And Like it's a failure of theirs, you know. People that work all their lives, and say they work in McDonald's all their lives, and then they retire, and then it for me at its worst, my opinion was that it was a failure of theirs. I'm not saying this is correct thinking. I think this is false thinking. But at its worst, that was my thought. This is years and years back, right? And what was my original point? Yeah, and I think there's a reason that opinions mellow over time. It's not that you care less. It's that all this new information comes in and you're more open to it. That's what I think it is. And you start to realize more things, like, hey, you need both sides of it. So at its worst, they're 50% false. You know, even though they're not false at all, at its worst, it can only be that, right? Because you have to get the balance. That's what it is. And so, because there's a lot of travelers that have that feeling, especially when you go out and travel for the first time, you go, what are people? People don't know what they're doing. They're missing all this. They're staying in their original country. They're missing all of this, man. And it's, yeah, it's a little more difficult than that. It's a little more kind of, it's a little more nuanced. There we are. It's a little more nuanced than that. But yeah, these are all my thoughts. Having said that, I am going to go live in Brazil for 6 months. Why am I doing that? That's a question to myself. Why am I doing that? I feel like I need to. I still feel like it's weird because I have all these thoughts of a craving for order, but I still feel like I can't spend more than 6 months in one place. What is that? What is that? Yeah. Anyway, I'm going to stop talking about all this stuff. I hope that at least some of you found that interesting. It's mainly just me figuring out stuff in my own head that I haven't really figured out, and maybe it's not time to figure out yet. So we'll see. I'll let you know how that goes. Let's get on to some questions, shall we? Shall we? I think we shall. If you want to send in a question, it is Instagram at backpackdigital, as in a backpack that is not analog. Backpackdigital. By the way, have you all checked out Jump the Travel Podcast, the formerly known as the Budget Minor Traveler? Go check it out, man. It's awesome. It's awesome. And because it's Jackie's show. You all know Jackie, right? And I do the sound for her show, right? And it starts off with, because she loves beer, right? And it starts with a beer can opening, you know, like the click of a beer can. And it was such a good time because I was doing that and I thought, hold on, I'm going to put a little bit of a room reverb on this, you know, put it on as a bit of an auxiliary and then whack that up right at the end on the little. So if you listen to it, right, then the first thing is the beer can and it goes, right? But then the last, when it opens, there's like a lovely reverb on there that just, oh, it's so good. I was just listening to that over and over for ages. Anyway, go check it out. It's badass. Jump the Travel. I think it's just called Jump with Traveling Jackie, I think. Yeah, check it out. This first question is from Traveler Joe B.E. He says, I loved your last podcast and inspired me to take Camino de Santiago. I'm so lazy for walking, but the struggle will be good. Only thing afraid of being alone terrifies and depresses me. That's why I should go and get over it. Man, this is such a good message. Man, this is awesome. Okay. Let's break this down. I loved you by the Camino de Santiago. I'm so lazy for walking, but the struggle will be good. That is an interesting thing. That is seeing, hey, I'm really lazy when it comes to walking. However, the struggle is good. And that is the thing about life, man. I'm going to tie all of these questions back to life. So that's life. What is it? I can't remember who says it, actually. I think, is it Ryan Holiday that had a book, The Obstacle is the Way? And how true is that? And this is, again, something that maybe we only really conceive of when we get a little older. And I'm not basically, I'm not old and wise. This is not what I'm saying. I'm not claiming to have any sort of wisdom or anything like that. This is just stuff I'm learning along the way. And I, like I said, I'm 29 and I know nothing, Jon Snow. However, the struggle, the obstacle is the way. That's, in a sense, is that the meaning of life? The obstacle, the struggle? The Buddhists say it is. The Buddhists say that that is the meaning of life, that struggle and, how do they put it? What's it called? Suffering. Suffering. That is, life is suffering. Sounds like a terrible thing to say, but it's not just in the suffering, in the things happening to you, in the things that you put yourself in. It's the overcoming of it. The obstacle is not necessarily the way. Well, no, the way is the correct term there. The obstacle is not necessarily the meaning of life, but the going through the obstacle, the jumping over the hurdle, the walking of the Camino de Santiago, that is, in a sense, the meaning of life. The Camino de Santiago is the way. Interestingly, Camino means the way. And that's the way to go. I don't know. What's the end of that sentence? You follow the path and that's, what, is that the meaning of life? I don't know. Who knows? Anyway, it continues to say, only thing, afraid of being alone. It terrifies and depresses me. That's why I should go and get over it. Amazing end to that sentence, that is. Yeah, so being alone for me, and I know for a lot of other introverts, being alone is absolutely fantastic, man. And I love it. It is good. It is really, really good. And I know for a lot of other introverts, that is the case. For a lot of other people, as with yourself, it ain't. And for you listening, that also might be the case. My sister is the same way. I think for her, maybe it comes down to when she was born, she was a twin. The other twin didn't make it. And so there's something there when you're, if you share a womb with someone, sound like Jonathan Ross, if you share a womb with someone, right, then I don't know, maybe I believe that probably affects you as you get older. I know a lot of twins have the same thing. And so she can't be alone. You know, if her fella goes out for the evening, she's calling people up saying, hey, what you doing? Right. And so, yeah, I know a lot of people with that same thing. And I like that you say, that's why I should go and get over it. Get over it is a very harsh way of saying it, but it's good to alleviate yourself of the things that you think have to be. It's a strange sentence, but if you think that something has to be, it's like if you have to do something, or you feel like you have to do something, but it's not necessarily helping you, right? If never being alone is not necessarily helping you in life, but you feel like you have to never be alone, then that is a good thing to look at and a good thing to potentially change. So that's awesome. And yeah, the only problem with that is that I don't think you'll be alone for very long on the Camino de Santiago. So I think your quest of alleviating this, call me pessimistic, but I don't think that will be fulfilled, because the first day you're on the walk, you will start talking to someone. I know you will. And you'll start talking to someone and they will be your new friend for the next 20 years. Like that's probably what's going to happen. However, having said that, you do have the choice to be alone. You can say, hey, Bill, we've been chatting and walking for the last 3 days. For these next 2 days, I just want to do it by myself and just chill out and just be with my own thoughts and stuff like that. Bill will go, yeah, no worries. I was thinking the exact same thing, right? I'm running out of conversation anyway. And so, yeah, you have the choice to do that. It will be a choice, though. That's the thing. I don't think you'll be thrust into solitude. I don't think that's what will happen. Amazing question, man. Wasn't even a question, but amazing comment, man. Loved it. This is from Jenny Reed 99. This is the voice of wisdom. She says, regarding the Hayden Lee show, she says, call it Lee Rambles. Oh, no. You like being called Lee? I sure do. People always say you ramble. Done. That makes so much sense. It really does. But I'm afraid on this occurrence, Jenny Reed, and this won't happen a lot, but I must go against your wisdom. I am ever so sorry. But I had a bunch of people say, hey man, call it Hayden Lee Show. And now it's stuck in my head, you know? Though that is a good name. Right then. This next one is from E. Wiki Vicky. Okay, cool. I was just thinking it might be Ewick. I know that's with an A, Ewark. That's pronounced Ewark, apparently. Anyway, hey, Hayden, she says, stumbled upon your podcast while looking for... I sounded like I was going into a rap then. I sounded so much like Easy. I didn't sound like Easy E, but I had the same kind of tempo. Is he stumbled upon your podcast in my 6'4" while looking for some inspiration? I'm not a rap. It was exactly what I needed. Thank you very much. I am glad. It probably would have been best to start at season one, but I found myself listening backwards. Hey, man, it's all good. Starting at season one of any podcast, I don't think is a good idea, because it takes a while to get your stride, right? And especially with this one, season six is so different to the rest of it's an entirely different show to the rest of the different seasons. But yeah, I think people need to hit their stride. So I think going in at like, except for if it's a TV show and you need to know the backstory, except for that, getting in at like season two or season three, that's probably a good call, you know? Except for Star Wars, actually, even though the second film... it's arguably the best. What's your favorite Star Wars film? There's a question to you guys. Favorite Star Wars film. So you've got 4, 5, 6, because my brother started watching Star Wars, never watched it before. And he said, oh, it's on TV in order. So I'm watching the first one. I'm like, oh no, which first one? And he goes, oh, there's, you know, some kid and Liam Neeson's in it. And I'm like, oh no. So Star Wars, you got 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 7, 8, 3.5. And I guess whatever number Solo would be chronologically. What would that be? So he's kind of young. That'd be maybe 2.5-ish, something like that. Anyway, what's your favorite Star Wars film? That's my question to you guys. I'll carry on with this question. Your solo traveling podcast was the first I found, and I'm glad I did. A lot of people are finding that one first. I think it's like more available than the rest. In July, I'll be studying abroad in Ireland. I decided to book my ticket a week early to explore on my own. Great choice. First solo trip. Nice. I'll be staying in Dublin for my studies, but I'm looking to go to some other spots. Any recommendations? Keep rambling and keep traveling. Big love to you. Well, big love to you too, Vicky. Ireland, I don't really know. I don't really know Ireland too well, to be honest. I mean, it's one of those things. It's like an Australian never having been to New Zealand. It's right there. You know, Ireland is right there, but I've not been to Ireland. It's for Americans. I would hazard a guess that more Americans visit Ireland than British people. I mean, for holidaying purposes, I'm saying, for vacation purposes. Yeah. No, I don't know, to be honest. I've heard Dublin's a good place, you know. If you walk around for a bit, you might meet Conor McGregor. That's, yeah. I know a lot of people that listen to this show, though, have been to Ireland and love Ireland. So if any of you guys have any recommendations for Ireland, anything that's like, hey, man, I never read about this place, but I decided to go there and it turns out it's amazing, or any hidden gems, hit us up, man. Hit me and Vicky up at Backpack Digital. And yeah, we'll let everyone know all at the same time. But that's awesome. It's your first solo traveling thing. Wicked. Loving that, man. Enjoy it. It's, I love the fact that you've taken that first week. It's like, right, I'm going there to study, but I'm going to get there a week early. That is a really good idea, man. Really good idea. So enjoy. Let us know of the hidden gems that you find. But that'll be in July. So hopefully we'll bring some to you before then. Thanks for writing in. Man. Must stop smoking. This one is from Dan _ Sherlock. I think it's a double _, looks like it. He says, hey man, hope you're doing good and smashing those 14 hour days. I did. The building that we built is now operational. My mom's rock school is... It is looking amazing. It really is. And it's everyone, all the students love it. So yeah, I'm glad I did that. It's really good. Sorry I didn't get back to your book a slot. That's all good. Had a rather busy few weeks setting up my freelance business. Guess you'd call it that. Loving that. As a video editor. Ooh, so I can quit my job of being a van delivery driver and work when I want, doing what I want. Obviously, with the aim of working where I want. Yes, man. Yes, that's the thing I was talking about the other week or the other whenever, about the transcriptionist job. It's like having that skill that probably everyone has, not as a transcriptionist, but you will have a skill that you can do online. And that is, we're in a time now where I think you must do that. It's like, you know what I mean? It's like you have the ability to, and I feel like you should. Maybe it's not what everyone wants, and this is again going back to the order and chaos, because it is a bit more chaotic working for yourself or being freelance, but I feel like it opens up a lot of doors, and I feel like we're in exactly the right time to do it. It's basically like living through the 60s and never going to go see the Beatles. You know what I mean? We're in that time. You have the opportunity, and all the people before you couldn't, but you can, might as well do it, right? Anyway. Handing in my notice Tuesday this week. Loving that. So pumped. Man, I imagine so. To go back to my last message, I knew you were going to do something about your ex-missus because you kept mentioning her every now and then and doing a little sigh and a pause. Yeah, man. It was on my mind. Could you tell? It was weighing on my mind. Glad you got closure, though. It doesn't matter about the result. Just that a door has been closed and another one has been opened. Yeah, man. That's what it's all about. It's about stepping into that thing where you don't know what the result's going to be, but either way, the result is going to open or close the loop. That's what it is. If you apply for a job, if you're looking to get a job and you go, oh no, I can't apply for that, or I shouldn't apply for that. As long as you apply, you're closing that loop, man. You'll never know what would have happened otherwise. it continues. Anyway, I definitely think it should be called The Hayden Lee Show. There we go. And it's got to have a cheesy jingle to it. Yeah, yeah, it does really, doesn't it? I was thinking about that the other day. I was thinking about what music I'm going to put on it. And I don't know, man. I'd like to, because we all like different styles of music and they all at different points as well. I was listening to the other day, I was riding on the bike and I was listening to, what was it? Nightwish. I think it was Nightwish because it was in my brother's car. And I was like, this is amazing. And it's like the perfect workout music. It's like anthemic, like kind of Celtic Viking music. I'm like, this is badass. But then when I'm chilling on a Sunday before watching Lord of the Rings with the fire and the red wine, I wouldn't put that on. I'd put on a lovely bit of James Taylor, you know. So, yeah, so I've been thinking at my point was, I've been thinking about music and I'd love to have some type of like Dio-esque kind of music, you know, that'd be nice. That type of vibe. I love a bit of Dio, but I don't know. That's not the whole of me. It's a very difficult thing. If you were to put music to the Dan Sherlock Show, what would it be? That's the question, man. It's like so many different styles. Anyway, have you ever thought of doing a UK trip? Interesting. There are so many amazing places in this country that we just glance over as Brits. That's, yeah, just what I was saying with Ireland, man. Definitely try Cornwall. I think I've mentioned it before that my missus is at uni there. It's an amazing place. Yeah, man. I've been to Cornwall a few times, and I was watching this. Another tangent. I was watching this film, really good film, man. Like I was over at Charlie's, and we wanted to watch like a rom com, right? And we watched this one called "It's About Time," I think it's called, or "About Time," something like that. And the premise, if you were to read it, or if I were to tell you now, which I will, the premise sounds terrible. It sounds like a really bad 90s movie, right? So a bloke finds out that all the men in his family can time travel. Sounds rather fantastical, doesn't it? But it's done so well. Richard Curtis, I believe, is the director. And it's with that bloke, Irish fella, ginger guy, from Black Mirror. That episode of Black Mirror where like he kicks a bucket and then she can like bring him back as like a weird AI version of himself. And then she like builds him in the bath and then he comes back. That guy, right? yeah, it's super good. And Bill Nighy, two syllables in that. Not the science guy, the other guy. Amazing film. What was my point? Yeah, amazing film. Really good. And they live in Cornwall in it, right? And the place that they live, it's like right on the sea. And it's the family atmosphere. And it's just so nice, man. That's it's again reinforcing the idea of having the garage, and that's what it is, man. It's coming from that anyway. Right, where are we? Also, the Lake District is stunning and has some amazing roads for driving on. I have heard that, man. I need to do that. I know you've got your next project happening, but it's always here. Yeah, it is, man. Have a good one. Have a good one, and I'm sure I'll speak soon. Hell yeah, man. Yeah, I'm coming around to the idea of the UK. I really am. It's been a few years, but it is a good place, man. It is a good place. I think, yeah, I'm going to have to... I want to go to all the castles, man. I love a castle. Love a castle. And that's one of those things. That's me living in the 60s, not going to go see the Beatles. I live in England and I'm rarely at a castle, right? That's an interesting thing to think about in your own situation, you know? Like, do you live in... Oh, here we go. Come on. Geographical knowledge. Do you live in in Norway, but you've never seen the Northern Lights? Do you live in... I can't ever think of places, man. Do you live in Queensland, but you've never been gold mining? Do you live in California, but you never go to the beach? These are questions to ask yourself. Right. Yeah, anyway. This next one is from Nat Park Stories. I guess stories from national parks, I'm guessing. A girl and her pup, that's cute, traveling in their home van and tell stories from all the US national parks. How good does that sound? Some great pictures too, man. You guys should go check this out. Nat Park Stories. She says, hey, Hayden, you do the Travel Stories podcast, right? I love it. That's a great message. I do, as a matter of fact. I do sometimes. And thank you very much. Thank you very much. I love your Instagram too. There you go. I appreciate that. Thank you. Right. This one will be the last one for the day. This is from David.Baker.52. Da-da-da. He says, this song might transport you back to your bike journey. Enjoy. Ooh, I am excited. Let's check this out, shall we? What's it called? So this song, which I'm going to find now, it's from an artist called Bill Callahan. It's so hard to type with one hand. The song is called Riding for the Feeling. Let's have a little listen, shall we? Here we go.
So rarely do we see another one, so close and so long.
Hell yes, man. That's super good. Oh, man, that tell you what that reminded me of. Thank you for that, by the way. That reminded me of one day, don't know why, years ago, I was watching this documentary on the Freedmans, right? What was his name again? Something Friedman began with a J, I think. I can't remember what it was. I'll tell you why I was watching it, actually. Hold on, let me have a look. I should know. This is like common knowledge. Friedman. There we go. Milton? Nope. Friedman's? Let's try that. here we go. Jesse Friedman and his old man. Yeah, so I'll tell you why I was watching it, because I was trying to perfect my Portuguese. God damn. I should try and perfect my English first. I was trying to perfect my Portuguese, and I was searching for things on YouTube that were, what's it called? I know the word in Portuguese, subtitled in Portuguese. And this is one of them, a documentary on the Friedmans, right? And I must have gone back to, like, there's how many views on this video? There's like 116,000 views on this video. A good 100K of those are mine because of this song at the end, right? Now, if you go to, what is it? If you go Capturing the Friedmans, and then it's the Brazilian subtitled one on YouTube. And if you go to 1 hour and 42 minutes, right, exactly, then it's this tune. And it's actually by James Taylor's son, right? It's so good. And I've tried for years to find it without the like film over the top of it. So you can hear them talking and stuff and the film and the music's in the background. But it is so good, man. In fact, I'm going to play a couple of different parts from it now, because there's a couple of parts that are amazing. But I'll play them now. See what you think. Man, that tune is so good. I can listen to that all day. Thank you for that message, man. Appreciate that. I will check out the rest of his stuff. That artist again was Bill Callahan. The first one, not the previous one. That was James Taylor's kid. I think his name's Ben. Ben Taylor. Right. If you want to send in a message or a question, tell me your favorite Star Wars film. Right. Tell me why as well. Right. Because I think mine's Empire, but I don't really know why. It is good. It's got a, like, because when I think of it, it's, this is the Star Wars podcast. When I think of it, it's like, I think of Hoth, but for me, Hoth isn't the best part of that film. So I don't know. Anyway, if you want to listen to Star Wars stuff, I'd recommend Rogue Squadron podcast. They talk about Star Wars and beer and their two legends. Right then. Until next week, it's raining sideways. Until next week, it really is raining sideways. That's crazy. Until next week, at Backpack Digital on Instagram. If you don't have Instagram, it's on email at, it's not at, goddamn, why can't I speak? Speak or think. It is really raining sideways. That's crazy. Hayden Lee Mail, as in M-A-I-L, as in email, HaydenLeeMail@gmail.com. And get yourself on the show. Get yourself on the show. That is crazy rain. The link will be in the little, what's it called on there, the notes or whatever, or just message me and we'll get you on the show. But there's a few spaces left, and so get yourself on. Wow, this is crazy rain, man, honestly. Oh, look, you can hear it. You can just hear cars. That's just cars. Okay, cool. Right. Until next week, good to speak to you guys, and I will speak to you next week. Have a good one.